Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Aussie Rugby Show in podcast form. If you're new to the setup, you can stay on top of and be a part of what's happening with the show simply by following Rugby Pass and the Aussie Rugby Show on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy.
Great to have your company for another episode of the Aussie Rugby Show, brought to you by Extra Hop. Stops breaches 84% faster. I'm Louise Ransom. Drew Hoylesley, Sean, with me once again.
Punchy star. Yeah. Lost the last name.
Yeah. Well, you know, after last week, I had to, right?
You had to. How are you? Good. Are you going to kick things off this week for us?
We are. We're going to get into what got you over the weekend. We'll go into that right now. And my thing is Shoot Shield, of course. You and I were calling that, Sean, epic in terms of the length that the game went. It was drawn. Went another 20 minutes.
100 minutes. Yeah. No golden point. 20. We were looking at each other. Lou and I were going, is there really not golden point? Yeah. We're getting 20, 10 each way. It was
you
epic.
You're
right.
I was a commentator, but anyway.
No. We knew, but we couldn't believe it.
Yeah. We were waiting for the golden point. My second thing, two-prong what gotcha for me this week. Okay, Bill Mix.
Yes.
Plays for the Rebels.
Champion.
Was in New South Wales away from Melbourne for the whole Super Rugby AU season once they got it underway. His partner Michelle's back in Melbourne doing her thing in lockdown, trying to get through the months. Bill goes back to Melbourne for like 2 weeks, then gets a call up to go to London Irish. Amazing opportunity for him.
Wow.
Yeah. Poor Michelle on Instagram. She just was battling.
She
had to drop him at the airport.
She had like genuine tears down. Yeah, she sort of, you know, like, she's super successful in what she does. Yeah. I think she's with, is it
Bumble?
Kick It or?
No, used to be Bumble.
Was Bumble. Keep it cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, just an absolute lady boss, but she kind of showed like a real vulnerability on there. And was tearing up and Bill was like.
So Billy's
actually,
off,
it was really, it was a little bit sweet though. Bill went into business class and he actually had a framed photo of Michelle there on his little business class set up.
So and he said couldn't do it without her support and things like that. But she doesn't know when, they don't know when they're going to see each other because of COVID, and he doesn't know how long he's over there for.
That's tough. And I saw the contrast between the NRL and the Rebels and the Storm, both Melbourne sides. The Storm are in a fortunate enough position through the NRL. All their families got moved up to the Sunshine Coast. So we talk about the sacrifices they all made. Like, it was so much easier for those Storm players to do that with their families. Kids were put into schools up there. So, yeah, like, it just, it was really tough on the Rebels this year.
Yeah.
What got me was the First Nations jersey unveiling this week. They're obviously going to play against New Zealand this weekend in the First Nations. It's actually just over your shoulder there.
How good are they? Yeah. So, I'm going to go cuddle that thing soon.
Obviously, Bledisloe Week, I was just getting around. I'm a big fan, so I don't have one of those, but I will buy one.
Mm. Yeah.
Mark my word, I'll buy one. Yeah. Maybe I'll wear it next week.
Do you think you'd like to get to the stage where there is just the national jersey is in
I spoke, because currently, obviously, was a big part of the reason, you know, a big part of the movement to get this jersey into effect. And I spoke to the then CEO, Raylene Castle, about the fact that, you know, the First Nations people are part of the fabric of who we are as Australians, so it should be also part of the fabric of the jersey that we wear every week. So obviously one test a year, they really emboss it by, you know, highlighting that design. But I think even every single test, up close, it should still have the same design in the gold as part of the fabric of who we are and who we represent.
And we talked about the sort of the bumpier bits on the jersey. I'm not sure what they're called.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
know doing a bit of a pattern with that or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should honestly just be that. In gold every other week, but then for one game they want to go out there and represent, you know, like, and really sort of celebrate it and champion it, then we really sort of highlight it. But I love it, and look, I'm a little bit envious because I never got to wear one of those. It would have been really, really cool. So
so cool.
Yeah, so good.
Look, what got me, a couple of ex-Wallabies are still playing club footy. Adam Fryer retired on the weekend. He plays 200th club game for Randwick. Got knocked out in the semi-final, but Ben Mullen gets to go one better. He's qualified with the East Tigers for the Hospital Cup Grand Final against the Red Heavies this weekend. So I think that's a really good example.
Red Heavies.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's one of your many clubs. But I just think it's a really good thing that players come back and they, if they can, their body allows them, go back and play club
football. He's a couple of years there now too.
That's his second year out of retiring. Yeah, you don't need a paycheck to keep playing footy, and that's a good example.
He's a ripper. Look, mine's a little bit different. I made a road trip up to Bathurst to celebrate the life of a really good mate. Couple of things going on. The road trip out there, this really threw me out around Mamre Road going along the M2 or 4, I lost track. Check it out. He just got his feet up on the handlebars, on the L plates. I thought that was pretty special that I was in for a big
blowing
weekend.
Blew a kiss?
Yeah, blew a kiss on the way through.
Just need to straighten out the hemis a bit.
Just off Mamre Road. And then I hit Bathurst and land in an Irish pub called Jack Duggan's, scanning the menu. They've got a thing called the O'Driscoll, right? The O'Driscoll, I'm like, I've got to have a crack at bod here, get some bod in me. It's a chicken schnitzel covered in prawns and a creamy garlic sauce. Ooh. The best thing I've ever eaten.
Really?
The O'Driscoll at Jack Duggan's in Bathurst, the single best thing I've ever had. Look at that. Don't you want to just rip into it right now?
Yeah, and is it named specifically after Brian O'Driscoll?
After Brian O'Driscoll, I messaged him. I said, "Bod, you're on the menu in Bathurst." He says, "That looks delicious."
Yeah, nice from the Bathurst River.
Yep.
How's your chicken?
Chicken's still alive and kicking.
Really?
Yep. Goldie is still rolling.
Really?
Yep.
Just plucking away.
Oh, it is a gritty, gritty chicken.
Well, Sean, great news about the chicken. Great news also about VB being on board for the Aussie Rugby Show. Rugby time for a VB. All you need to do is buy a case of VB online at BWS. Use the promo code TARSVB to receive free delivery. I'm going to say that again. TARSVB is the promo code.
Stubbies, Lou.
And
they've
got to
be Stubbies. Don't forget, get the Stubbies in here.
And a VB Esky. Mm-hmm. This is what you could win. A VB Esky and a merchandise pack from the World Rugby Shop for you and your mates. There are three packs up for grabs.
Not two pack.
Three.
What a week for Victoria, though, in all honesty.
Bit going on down there. Bit going up here. And Lou, also, and then when it arrives at home, what do you need to do next? Tag a photo of you and your mates. Yeah. All the ats are there for a chance to win what?
Two VB ice boxes, as you can see, hopefully behind us. Cases of VB. VB budgie smugglers, which Hoylesy will model for us all later, I'm sure. Yep.
Size 38.
That'll go well.
Face mask.
Look, resourceful. Whatever you want to use them for, that's your own decision. So you get VB budgie smugglers for you and your mates. And guys, $2,000 of World Rugby Shop kit.
Tell them the price, Luke.
$2,000 of World Rugby Shop kit for your rugby club. So if you need some new gear, this is really key to get into.
So it just starts at bws.com.au. Go in there, TARSVB.
That's it.
Order the stuff.
TARS.
Correct. Free delivery and then post your photos.
Yeah, and most creative best entry will win.
Judged by us?
Yeah,
we would hopefully.
We're not that judgmental, but we will be.
No, we will. We'll judge it well. So it'll be posted. It'll be seen on the show across Rugby Pass, Sky Sport in New Zealand as well. We'll announce the winners on December 5.
Boom.
Ooh.
Get involved, everyone. Well, it's time now for the check-in where we see what's happening in Wallabies camp. And James O'Connor is joining us this week. James, good to see you. Tell us about the Hunter. How's it all going being back on home soil?
Oh, it's great to be back, to be fair. Although it hasn't provided the best weather so far. It's been a couple seasons in one day. But yeah, it's good. We're working hard and looking forward to the day off tomorrow.
Hey, Soupy. It's Soupy here. Mate, I just want to...
He can see you, Muppet. You're on FaceTime.
Yeah, but I just want to say double Soupies because we love soup. Oi, mate, just firstly, who are you rooming with?
No room this week. So just by myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Rooms. WP. Oh. Okay, because it was a bit of a loaded question because sometimes that gives you a bit of an indication. But who's been training next to you at number 12 most of this week up there at the Hunter?
Mate, I had a concussion during the game, so I honestly couldn't tell you.
Come on, mate.
No, he said he's not telling you. Don't be one of those journalists.
I'm not a journalist, mate.
Hey, Rabs, clearly. Day off tomorrow. I see you do a lot of the Wim Hof, a lot of the ice bath, the hot treatment. What are you going to do on your day off? Like, well, how has that changed your preparation for a test compared to what you used to do?
Oh, look, the day off for me now is all about regeneration. So like you said, I do a Wim Hof. We've got a sauna here, so it's going to be great to get back into that and get toasty and literally just get out and about and recover. Have a nice little nap in the middle of the day and just get the body reset. So it's all about, I guess it's all about preparation for the game. I enjoy myself come December time.
Yeah, spot on. Well, the only ice this guy knows is the one that keeps his esky full, so I'll try it on the shore.
Mate, mine's on that same track. I've just been back through your Instagram profile and found that photo from June last year where you're with the great Laird Hamilton, who's one of my all-time favourite surfers. What did you learn from him, and how has that meditation and that underwater breathing made you a better player in Wallabies colours?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I think one of the biggest things that I picked up from his training camp was the hypoxic breathing. So I do a lot of, breathing from the diaphragm now. So nose breathing, breathing from the diaphragm. And I think it, to be fair, it just helps you get into that flow state a lot more, sort of on the field and away from it. It literally helps you, helps your engine so you can last a little bit longer. Drew might have picked up. You might have enjoyed that during your career a bit more, bro, if we got into that.
Hey, this is a massive game this weekend against the All Blacks. We had a draw the first game and they got away from us in the second. What are the things that Dave Rennie's been getting you guys to work on? There's always a couple of things that you focus on after a loss like that. What have been the key ones this week?
Well, look, I think the first one was our defence just wasn't up to par. So if you fall off that many tackles, then you're never going to win a game. But also, we just got a little bit loose, not only sort of in the breakdown at times when we were attacking well, but just with a few of the offloads. So we didn't get to tick the scoreboard pressure over, and you can't win a game against one of the best by doing that. So for us, it was about changing a few tactics kicking-wise. Obviously, it's a new strategy for us. So every team plays pretty similar in terms of formations, like 3-2-1 setup and whatnot. But just our kicking strategy is very new. So just having guys in the right areas so we can get a good kick chase and plan the right ends of the field as well.
Rabs, through the week, a scribe over there in New Zealand said that we just don't breed hard men.
Yeah.
Now, being the last Wallaby to get a red card against the All Blacks, obviously I'm a hard man and all that. Is there any chance that maybe you can throw a bit of knuckle out there and really just shorten this scribe up over in New Zealand?
I throw about as well as you do. We both know that, so you won't be seeing that anytime soon. But I read that comment actually, and I saw Taniela responded, but I think the boys will be up for it for sure.
And James, I heard you talking this week about how much you're enjoying being back in that number 10 jersey. Can you tell us a little bit more about why you are enjoying that so much?
Well, I think as you get older, you understand the game a lot more. But a big part of that is I don't want to compete with the Jordan Petais anymore. I feel like my strength is now my mind and how to play the game, and also just squaring defenders up and allowing our outside guys who are dynamic, and you've seen what they can do in sort of game one throughout Super Rugby. So getting them the ball and on the right terms. And I feel, that's the strength of my game now.
Yeah, we were enjoying watching you back leading everyone around the park. James O'Connor, thanks so much for your time here on the Aussie Rugby Show.
Appreciate it.
Go well, buddy.
Thanks guys.
Yeah, great to talk to James O'Connor in Wallabies camp. Let's talk about Bledisloe 3 coming up this weekend. The Indigenous jersey, the First Nations jersey, Drew. We love it. Do you think the All Blacks should wear an alternate strip if we're wearing such a dark colour?
Go on, clickbait boy.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it because I saw the jersey, and it's obviously a dark green colour. I know the Springboks are also dark green and they don't change their jersey when they play them, but I feel like this is it's a little bit darker, but also I would think that our boys will be wearing dark green shorts as well as the socks as well, whereas the Springboks wear the white shorts.
Yep.
It honestly, as someone in the backfield looking up in split moments, decisions and surveying things, it can be quite difficult.
And let's be honest, you have limited vision as well. I'm not joking, but when you played rugby, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had
well, I still only have one eye that works. But yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's an advantage for one or the other, but I just think as a spectacle as well, like just to be able to like differentiate quite quickly and easily. And also, we always have alternate kits.
Yep.
So I think that at least they should pose the question, hey, All Blacks,
I would love them to go back to 2007, the quarterfinal jersey they wore against France. Just replicate the one that they played in 2007.
And the refereeing.
Yeah.
And the results.
Just everything.
Yeah. You get that going, that'd be great.
Adi Sevilla, Sean, he was Gonski. Great. He's gone. Big loss for the All Blacks.
Great. Mixed in with amazing, wasn't he, in that second test? He's just such a machine.
The guy
is unbelievable. The amount of meters he generates post contact, time and time again.
He's not a huge guy either. Like, he's nowhere near the size of his brother, who's a winger. And I hear people talking about how big and strong Adi Sevilla is. He's strong, but he's not that big. He's just got a bit like a Michael Hooper, a huge ticker and the ability to just great leg driving contact.
You know, someone. It reminds me from an old coach that I had when I started at the Reds, Alec Evans. He used to say pawny bits, right? Like, your elbows and just like move around and just get it. Because when you go in to try and tackle Adi Sevilla, like you honestly, you're getting a couple of those. Mm. Like, because he's just
an awkward, doesn't want like to be really stopped. Awkward, yeah,
doesn't want to be tackled. He almost takes offense if you think you're going to be able to tackle him.
Yeah.
And he'll just throw anything around and you just cop those little ones. And you go, oh,
well, that try he scored at Eden Park, he had three guys outside. It was like, you know what? Statement moment coming up here. Who wants to be run over? I'm scoring that try. No one else is touching it.
Yeah.
So he slips out. So likely we'll see more of Satutu in there, but they'll be able to cover him up pretty well. But you just wonder, though, if the Wallabies maybe take a little bit out of the fact that Artie's not actually there and the guy coming in might not have that same level of experience and awkwardness about him.
Yeah, one thing New Zealand rugby has and always has had is depth. Mm. But as a Wallaby fan, I love watching Adi Sevilla play. Yeah, and when I saw him out, I thought that is a huge win for us straight away. Like, someone's going to come in, they're going to be very talented. But Adi Sevilla is, at the moment, he's in a class of his own, I believe.
You would think Satutu goes into the starting role. Maybe Akira Iwani comes in on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Ordinary options.
Not bad, yeah.
Okay, what do you want to see this weekend? Bledisloe 1 was good performance, didn't get the result. Bledisloe 2, not so great. What does Bledisloe 3 bring and what do you want to see, Hurlsey?
I mentioned it last week. I think we probably went into that last game and we're looking to put on massive shots and I want us to make our tackles. You've got to know when to make a tackle and you've got to know when to make a shot, and there's a big difference there. Our tackle percentage has to be high. Our ruck efficiency, that was those two things early on. Recycling our own ball with accuracy at the breakdown and to be able to make your tackles. Like, they're a side that are just so good off broken play, and if you start missing tackles, offloads start becoming 1, 2, 3, 4. So two things, make your tackles and get accurate on your clean outs.
Yeah, for me, it's that composure in that A zone. So many times they created opportunities in the first and the second game, and we just weren't able to execute. And we've seen so many times how quickly on turnover or counter attack ball the All Blacks can hit back straight away with a 5 or a 7 pointer at the other end. So for me, they're creating so many great opportunities, and the game could be different with scoreboard pressure, points pressure, all that type of thing, if they execute on some of those opportunities. So I would think a lot of their time spent at the Hunter Valley in the last couple of weeks would be just on execution. Scotty Wiseman will have them in game-like scenarios, under fatigue, putting themselves in positions under fatigue to make sure they're communicating. They're putting themselves in a position where they can get the ball and they're actually asking questions of the defence, and then obviously going through and trying to execute.
Hey, before we bounce out of our preview, 3 weekend props for us. Looking ahead to what potentially can play out at the weekend, will be Kamate or the Kapa for the Haka?
I think,
which way are they going?
I think Kamate.
And then in the decider in the end.
Yeah.
Saving something.
I don't
in
think
the
they'll
background.
Do the two weeks in a row of the.
Is it just me? What's the one they did last week and what's it called?
The Kapa Pongo, I think.
Is that? I think so.
Forgive me if my pronunciation's not good.
I tend to feel they do that when they're on the rebound or things happen.
To fire them up and lay it down straight up.
It's almost like you're sitting there and you're like, oh, okay.
Here we go, boys. Next one. Caleb Clark, Marika Korobidi, combined tackle bus over or under 15 and a half?
Over.
Marika
will have 14. We'll have two.
And last one, will there be a drop goal kicked by either team at the weekend?
Daniela, I think
or
both
kicked
teams.
Or attempted.
Attempted.
Yeah.
Yeah, both teams would have had it drilled in them by their coaching staff. They would have put themselves in position.
Sure. I like those, the weekend props.
Good props, Shawnee. Guys, predictions, let's do it.
Wallabies by 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll go Wallabies by five.
That's my one.
Yep.
I'll go Via Uno as well. Go Wallabies. Nice. Yeah.
Okay, well, make sure you can head out to ANZ Stadium. Watch the guys do it against the All Blacks.
Get behind them this weekend. What else are you going to do?
What are we allowed out at ANZ? What's the COVID rules?
There's plenty of space.
40,000. I'll be one of them.
There's tickets available.
Yeah, tickets available.
But if you want one, where do you head?
You go to anzstadium.com.au, get those tickets, go out, support the boys. They'll need it, but we're confident.
You know what? They need it and they deserve it.
They deserve it. Get behind them. Go take it to an asado. Go all of this. Taylor Suncorp.
Huge reaction to this last week. Time for Extra Hop Play of the Week. Sean, what do we got?
Well, there was no rugby at the weekend that we could sink our teeth into. So this time round, it is the Extra Hop Play of the Century.
Wow.
I'm calling
this
it.
This better be good.
That's how big a defensive effort this is, man. And you know who it is. It's Bledisloe Week.
George Gregan?
Ah, you got it, Hoylesy. Is there anything better than this tackle from Gregan on Wilson? He gets past a couple, but there is Gregan, little extra hop man.
Oh, that little left arm.
Gus Eriksson.
What about it? Has there been a more iconic try-saving tackle? It's pure extra hop.
I wouldn't think so. Work.
That's the best one. Like, you think about the history of the game, the series. That's definitely what I really like about that is the missed tackles in the lead up to it. Like, just the you go.
Never spoken
you
about
go,
it.
Yeah. Whatever. Greg goes, I'll solve that.
I'm actually a big fan of both of those gentlemen's hair in that point. Jeff Wilson, beautiful long block. Yeah. I think George also should bring that little afro back.
And I'm a big fan of Extra Hop, and that is your play of the century.
Big stories this week, just one we are focusing on. It's all about the Barbarians. So the guys broke protocol around COVID during these times. It's all cancelled. Hoylesy, what would you be feeling right now if you were them?
I only got one chance to play with the Barbarians. It was one trip, two games, midweek game Gloucester, weekend game against Argentina at Twickenham. It was my last professional game. I'd be so disappointed if I was in that side and I didn't get to play a game because...
Or get on the lash.
You'd still be able to get on the lash. But, like, part of the beauty of it is you get on the lash and then you get to play the game, so which you don't do in the current era. Well, not many people do, and I certainly couldn't do it.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. It was one of the most enjoyable weeks of my professional career. I finished my professional career that week. I've got nothing but fond memories of that. And if I was in a side that got taken away from me, I'd be so disappointed. I don't actually know the complete circumstances of what they did or where they went. You know, boys will be boys, but at some stage you've got to think, like, that's been really inconvenient. England wanted a test match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, players were released from England to play in that team as well. Obviously, England are doing it pretty tough. Community grassroots rugby is not being played, and these guys went out midweek to have a bit of a drink. I can't say that I wouldn't have been one of those guys if I was in that squad, to be fair. I played a few times for them, and Gitz was our captain, and he sort of picked me as his social captain, and I'd pick the nightclubs and organise the tables and do all that sort of stuff. And we go to training, and he'd just yell out to Nick Mallett, turn the bus around, we're not going because it was snowing, and we'd go back home. And anyway, I remember once we were playing against the All Blacks, and he said, all right, Drew, like just 2 minutes before we're going out into the field, he's like, Drew, you rev the boys up.
And I said, Nick or Gitz?
No, Gitz said this to me. And I, mind you, Nick Mallett already said, Drew, if you make one mistake in this game, you're off, because after the week you've had, you better play well, excuse me. And anyway, I said, righto, boys.
I think there's been a few of those speeches in Barbarian.
Anyway, the first ball, Stephen Donald put a high ball up and I just couldn't see it. Didn't drop it, but didn't get a hand on it. But anyway, I said, boys, take a knee. And everyone took a knee. I was like, do you think those All Blacks have been out in the piss like us until 3 a.m? They're not going through what we're going through. All that sort of, it was a bit of a piss take. But anyway, we went out and we beat the All Blacks first time since the 70s or something. The Barbarians have beaten them. The following year, we're playing the Springboks, same sort of thing. Gets the captain, I'm his social captain. He said, Drew, tell the boys, fire them up. And I went, all right, boys, take a knee. And this time we had a few of the Kiwi boys in our team because we're playing the Springboks. Kevin Mialamu there with his jersey off, and he's got the rosary beads tattooed around his neck. And I said, righto, boys, take a knee. And Kevin went, and I went, oh, I've got to change tack
here. Father, blind in heaven.
I was like,
hello, me.
I just had to change tack and say, you know, hopefully we all get off the field safe and no injuries.
Oh, no.
I was like, yes. I'm sorry I didn't fire the boys up, but I couldn't do it in front of Kevin. I'm so sorry.
The world's nicest
anyway,
man. Yeah.
Anyway, we went out and met the Springboks as well. So I'm like, the 2 years in a row, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to have that kind of a chat in front of Kevin with these rosary beads tattooed.
Oh, he's his best.
Aussie Rugby Show mailbag time. Let's see all the questions you have sent in. Thanks so much for getting involved each and every week. Let's start with this question from Glenn on Instagram. Which past club or country team, outside Australia, of course, would you have loved to have played for?
Oh, I don't know about club or country, but maybe just I want to be in that Bermuda Tens at some point.
That's rolling out now.
Yeah, it's out at the moment. There used to be a classics one that you could get involved in over 35s. Yeah. I now meet that requirement, so maybe I want to go over there and play at some point in Bermuda.
I look at now, and not just because of the success, Exeter. I reckon I've always heard really good things about Exeter. Like
you'd be a bit more of an Exeter man. Well, I need to be in the middle of the
London. So Exeter, the good thing about them is they're famous for their bus trips. They love a good time on the bus. They have long bus trips because they're fair way away. They're not big at nightclubs. They're just together on the team bus. That's kind of my go. I think that'd be a good club.
Look, I'm going to segue this back to last week where the Dublin Doggos messaged in. They're massive fans of the show, but a dreadful team based up there in Ireland.
They're proud of being a dreadful team.
Yeah, Big Will messaged me and said Dublin Doggos. He came from a team, the USRC Tigers in Hong Kong, that lost every game for 3 years straight. So they sound like my kind of guys. So that's who I go with, either the Tigers or the Doggos.
Yeah, very good. I just wish I could tackle well enough to even consider playing for a team. But anyway.
There's a place for everyone in rugby.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the media side.
I had a career without being able to tackle that well.
Okay, this question from Evan Regan on Instagram as well. Who had the biggest clash with a coach? I reckon there's a pretty good mate of yours, Drew, that had a decent one.
Yeah, well, Gits, obviously, with Robbie Deans, they had a bit of a falling out moment.
Just stood there.
Parted ways during just before the 2011 World Cup. I remember one time, Western Force, I think I was maybe 23 or something at the time, Johnny Mitchell was our coach, and he was ripping into the team at a team meeting after another defeat at that point, and he just said, Drew, you've played 21 tests and you're fucking playing like a clown. And I went, 25. And he just went, steam come out of his ears. And anyway, John and I had like a pretty good relationship. He really tore into me after that, as he should have as well, just like some little arrogant punk. And then as I walked out, he had me in a headlock going, you little smart ass, don't you do that to me again. But what about you, Steve, anyone?
Yeah, I think the biggest one that comes to mind was probably Gits and Robbie Deans. Yeah. But you can see now, like over time, that seems to have mended itself. There's always big ones, like there's background here looking at David Campese. I think it might have been Greg Smith that got rid of Campo from Test footy. So there's always some big ones, and that's just the way it always has to be, unfortunately.
I like when coaches turn on their teams, and Tony Ray, the great man. When he lined up the Brumbies in 2011 and in the press conference just basically called them pathetic and hopeless.
I was at home then. I was injured that year, and I got home in time to watch the press conference and I just saw it, and I was the injured captain. I just went, wow, I was like in a state of shock. Like, he really did turn on him.
I reckon I'll dig that out and we'll roll it in next week at some point. Awesome from T-Ray.
And his jacket was pretty cool. In the
he's a champion.
Really?
Yeah, like this cool Canadian tux type jacket going on there. Right. Just added to the drama of the night.
I bet it did. Zach Chen on Instagram as well. Biggest gym rat you know.
Oh.
Obviously. Yeah.
Biggest gym rat. Early on, it was probably Adam Ferrara, Phil War, but they were easily overtaken by David Pocock. Yeah.
David Pocock, talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was immense in the gym. Like, just, like, look at the rig. Like, I'd eat sushi off him. Would you
eat sushi off
him? Yeah.
Would you
do
a shot
100%.
Off him?
Yeah.
After his first Super Rugby game,
sashimi. South Africa. Manner of Japanese food.
First Super Rugby game was in South Africa, and I believe he came off the bench. The boys went out, and as they were heading out to the town after that game, they lift went past the hotel gym, and Poe was in there after his first Super game hitting weights.
He's a guy that I think, not because he wants to or he tries to, but he makes you feel like less of a bloke around him, right? Because he's... Like, he's physically, he's just an absolute specimen. He stands for everything right in this world, and he's so strong on that. I think what he will do after his career will be more significant than what he's done in the gold jersey, which is saying a lot.
Which is huge.
He just makes you feel like a little bit, like a, you know, like
his body's a temple, a bit like this fella here.
Also,
second,
I did enjoy that time. We can spin back to it now that he's retired, when he chained himself to the tractor.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that was just good for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good for a look? What just about for an afternoon's action?
Remember the article when...
Who's chained to a tractor?
Yeah.
But remember when he had that, the third party beneficiary, it might have been, I think it was Dave Paradise during the World Cup Piper 2015, and he said, I really like what he stands for. He basically saw that David Pocock chain himself to a tractor and said, I want to sponsor that guy, I want to help him.
Yeah.
I was like, hang on, is that all it takes just to get a little bit of third party? Go and chain yourself to something.
We should just start chaining ourselves to likely sponsors for 2021.
Yeah, exactly.
You have chained yourself to DB for the last 25 years, Sean.
And I've got a nice box to show for it.
What I enjoyed, so David Pocock retiring from all forms of rugby, the look back that he did on Instagram throughout the week, he sort of started from the very beginning, and each day it was a different year and a different time in his rugby career, and there was the gym Instagram videos and some of those, and just impressive, like looks impressive, but the stuff he was doing was insane.
Yeah.
But what an amazing career and contributor he's been.
And also you saw that progressive decline of his hairline as well.
Which he mentioned, I interviewed him for ABC and he said, what would you have said to the guy going over to the Western Force back when he was, you know, such a young player? And he's like, I would have said, enjoy that hair because you're not going to have it forever.
And he went out in typical David Pocock fashion, just sort of almost under the radar. Like he's been in Japan. He had another season to go. And let's be honest, he's probably getting paid a lot of money to play that next season in Japan. But
he just felt like the time was right.
Yeah. Oh, guys, that's all we've got time for this week on the Aussie Rugby Show. Sean, Hoylsey, Drew, thanks so much. Thanks to your company as well. Enjoy Bledisloe 3. Get out to ANZ Stadium if you can. Get those tickets at anzstadium.com.au. We'll see you next week.
Go Wallabies.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't forget to subscribe to stay on top of the show with new episodes dropping each week. And remember, if moving pictures are more your thing, you can catch the show at rugbypass.com or via the Aussie Rugby Show on YouTube. Like, follow, subscribe, tell your friends, your uncle, you know the drill. See you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.